Okay, so I'm doing a book review for my own book called Pod Unlimited. Just released it about 2 days ago. It's on Amazon exclusively because they have certain deals, so benefits to be with them for now, and it won't be available in other areas like iTunes or anywhere else like Smashwords until about 90 days roughly. And its ebook format at the moment will be out in paperback in about 72 hours because there's a few more hoops to jump through to get that released. So 72 hours paperback version will be released. Ebook version you can have a look at a few pages, I believe, if you're a Kindle Unlimited person. But why review my own book? Yes, I will be biased and think it's great, but because people need a bit more information than what you can read on the description of a book to understand what it's about and whether it's worth buying or not. So it's basically about two main characters, I would say, Kingsley and Samuel. And the description I've put is: in a world where humans can seemingly cheat death, one individual wishes to protect his previous identity to escape the dangerous life he once had. Kingsley's trial is not just for his benefit, but all Pod users, asking a set of questions. Does Kingsley deserve to start fresh? How will his case impact other Pod users and society? Will Samuel gain or lose in his attempt to help Kingsley? And what do you do with a non-decreasing population when resources and space may be running out? Does artificial intelligence offer any solutions in mankind's dilemma, or is it part of the problem? Who is behind Pods and the technology used? What do they seek to gain from the creation apart from money? Is there a need for humans or reproduction if a high percentage of the world will be in Pods? So the Pods concept is basically people, when they're about to die or they have died, they've got basically 10 hours for scientists or doctors to put them into basically a cybernetic body, and they can live on in that form. And what they need to do this is their brain and their spine, basically, with a few connecting nerves. And artificial intelligence is used, and nanobots are used inside that cyborg body to make everything work. And that is the idea, that's the concept. How I came up with it, through other movies, all kind of things you see on TV, and just put them together basically. And you know, probably watched a few films yourself and you thought they could have gone in a different direction, and that's how I put this book together, through thinking some of the things that could have been done in other films. And it's a short story, I would say 66 pages long, but 19 chapters. There are a lot of characters in there with smaller roles, but they all fit together to make it interesting, and there's lots of twists and turns. So if anyone has a read, feedback is appreciated. It's only on Amazon at the moment, so amazon.com.co.uk, all the other ones for other countries. Let me know what you think, or let me just know if you think it sounds good. You don't have to have read the book, just what do you think of the description I've given? Any ideas for it? There's going to be a number two, I've got ideas there ready, but who knows.